请大家翻开圣经。
Shall we all open up our Bibles?
罗马书一章三节。
The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 3.
罗马书一章三节。
Romans 1:3.
罗马书一章三节，翻了以后我们一起念。
And after you turn to it, shall we read together?
论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，他从大卫后裔生的。我们再看《使徒行传》第十三章22-23节。
Next, shall we turn to the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 22 and 23.
使徒行传第二十三章22-23节。
Acts 13, 22 and 23.
我们再一起念。
Shall we read together?
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，因为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。从这人的后裔中，神已经照着所应许的，为以色列人立了一位救主，就是耶稣。腓立比书第二章五节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5.
腓立比书二章五节。
Philippians 2:5.
我们再一起念。
Shall we read together?
你们当以基督耶稣的心
为先。
我们再看以弗所书第四章。
And shall we also take a look at Ephesians chapter 4?
15-16节。
Verse 15 and 16.
以弗所第四章15-16节。
Ephesians 4:15 and 16.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连与元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。最后我们读启示录第三章第七节。
And lastly, shall we turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 7.
启示录三章七节。
Revelation 3:7.
翻到以后我们再一起念。
And after you flip to it, shall we read together?
你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。好，我们一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
我们早晨把这些话仰望到你自己的手中。
Lord Jesus, this morning we place these words in your hand.
愿你在这些说过的话当中再吹上气。
And in these spoken words, we pray that you would breathe your life to it.
好，成为灵，成为生命，成为我们今天的供应。
That it would be spirit, it would be life in our provisions today.
愿你借着你已经说过的话再向我们说话。
And so through your spoken word, we pray that you will speak again.
好，让我们能够活过来。
So that we may be revived.
我们把这件时间仰望在你自己的手中。
And so we place the time in your hands.
愿你的同一位灵来膏抹讲的、翻的和听的。
May your one spirit anoint the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
我们实在是被你的爱所激励。
And we truly are encouraged by your love.
在地上成为你自己美好的见证。
To become your good testimony on this earth.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
May you yourself bless your word.
奉靠主耶稣圣名。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen. Amen.我们今天要给弟兄姊妹交通照着主的心意彼此在爱中建立。
Today we are going to share with brothers and sisters how to be built up together in love according to the heart of God.
我要从三个方面给弟兄姊妹交通。
And I want to share from three different aspects.
我第一方面我要说耶稣是大卫的那一个儿子。
And so my very first point is that Jesus Christ, he is that descendant of David.
是那一个寻找并遵寻求并照着神心意的人。
He was that one who sought after God's will.
第二方面要给大家交通，要以耶稣基督的心为心。
And secondly, my second point will be having the mind of Christ.
最后我要给大家交通，在爱中相互建立。
And the third point is to be built up, building up one another in love.
我们都知道，我们的主耶稣基督道成肉身。
We all know that our Lord Jesus, He came in the flesh.
是要向我们显明。神心意当中那个标准的人是个什么样的人
？So that he can reveal to us what is that standard man in God's heart.
且死在十字架上，完成救赎而进入荣耀。
Yes, he died on the cross and he had accomplished salvation, entered into glory.
那么这个标准的人，他最大的特征是什么呢
？And so, what is the main characteristic of the standard man?
在我们读过的罗马书第三一章三节里头。
And so in Romans chapter 1 verse 3 that we just read,
当圣灵用保罗写到我们主耶稣为人子的一面时，
And so when the Holy Spirit allowed Paul to talk about Jesus being the Son of Man,
他按肉身说他是大卫的儿子后裔。
According to the flesh, he is a descendant of David.
你说在圣经当中，后裔跟儿子常常相互交替使用。
However, oftentimes in the Bible, the descendant is often interchanged between offspring and son.
也就是说，后裔就是儿子。
That is, this descendant is a son.
事实上，我们的主耶稣基督，他成为大卫的儿子。跟他肉身的父亲约瑟没有任何关系。
In reality, because Jesus in the flesh, he didn't have any blood relation with his earthly father.
他成为大卫血缘的儿子，是从他的母亲玛利亚来的。
This blood relation with being the descendant of David had to do with his mother Mary.
玛利亚是大卫的女儿。
Mary was the daughter of David.
但我们的问题就要问说。
And so then we ask.
为什么只说他是大卫的儿子
Why is Jesus the son of David?
而不是家谱当中任何其他一个人的儿子
And not the son of any other person in his genealogy.
为什么不像马太福音那样说他是亚伯拉罕的儿子
And why not, just like what is written in Matthew, why not call him the son of Abraham?
在马拉基书当中告诉我们说神有余力可以造多人
And in Malachi, it tells us that God, he could create many men.
但是他却造一人
However, he was only after one man.
为要得着那一个敬虔的后裔
He wanted to gain that one godly offspring.
就是耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus.
但为何不照着路加福音的家谱
And why not call him according to the genealogy in Luke?
一直往上追溯。
And to go upwards in the recording.
说是知道说是他是亚当的儿子，是神的儿子。
And then call him the son of Adam and then the son of God.
这不是跟罗马书接下来的一章四节更吻合吗
？Then wouldn't it be connected with Romans 1:4?
他那个地方告诉我们说，照着圣善的灵来说，他从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
That he was declared the son of God after his resurrection.
也许我们可以想。
And then we can imagine.
说我们主耶稣基督是大卫的儿子，因为他是那生下来要做王的。
And that our Lord Jesus, because David is a king, now he was born to be a king.
那这是不错的。
And that, yes, that is correct.
那我们要问说，这个做王的人有什么特征呢
？And so then we can ask, what is the characteristic of this one who is to be king?
主给我的答案是，就是《使徒行传》13:22-23。
And so the Lord's answer to me was found in Acts chapter 13, verse 22 and 23.
主在那里亲自见证说。
And there the Lord himself testified.
我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合乎我心意的人。
I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart.
凡事要遵行我的旨意。
Who will do all my will.
从这人的后裔中，神已经照着所应许的为以色列人立了一位救主，就是耶稣。
And so from the descendants of this man, according to promise, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus.
大卫专心寻求并照着主的心意。
David was one who sought only after the will of God.
就是以神的约柜，就是神的见证，神的家，神的国和神的事为念。
He sought after God's ark, which is God's testimony, God's house, God's kingdom, and all of God's matters.
在整个4000年旧约历史当中。
In all of these 4,000 years of history,
神没有对其他任何一个人讲过这样的评价。
God never gave any other valuation to any other men.
这个评价只归属大卫。
This valuation only belongs to David.
这是大卫那独一无二的特征。
This is David's main characteristic.
而且在这一段圣经里头。
And so in this passage.
明明的把大卫的这个特征。
Only we see David's this characteristic.
跟耶稣说大卫的儿子。来成为救主联系在一起。
It is connected, calling him the son of David, or David connecting with our Lord Jesus.
所以答案是很显然的。
And so here, yes, we can understand this issue of David.
关于大卫是如何寻求并照着神的心意。
Because David was one who sought after God's heart.
我以前跟大家交通过了。
And I've already shared this with everyone in the past.
这里我就不再重复。
So I'm not going to repeat it.
我们要说耶稣是大卫的那一个儿子。
We're going to talk about how Jesus was that son of God.
他要为神建造一个永远的家。
He wants to build an eternal household for God.
神也要为他建造一个永远的国度。
And God is going to build for him an eternal kingdom.
他的一生当中。
And in all his life.
他无时无刻不全心爱他的父。
There was not one moment that he did not love God with all his heart.
始终寻求体贴并遵行父的旨意。
Even until death, he was still seeking after the will of the Father.
以父的国。 父的家、父的事为念。
He was constantly mindful of the Father's house and His kingdom.
讨父神的喜悦。
Seeking after the pleasure of the Father.
比如他在十二岁的那一年。
For example, when he was 12 years old.
当他们去耶路撒冷过节的时候。
When he went to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover.
所有的人都走了，然后他留在圣殿里。
Everyone else had left. He had remained in the temple.
等三天以后，约瑟、玛利亚再回到圣殿里才找到他。
Three days later, Joseph and Mary, then they found him in the temple.
他就对他们说。
So he said to them,
岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Why did you not know that I need to be in my father's house?
岂不知我当在我父的家里吗？
Don't you know that I need to be mindful of his business?
当他去耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，
Also when he went to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover,
他两次洁净圣殿，
Two times he cleansed the temple.
他出来他公开的侍奉时，
And so when he came out into public ministry,
他说天国近了，你们当悔改。
He said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent.
两次因此父裂天而说话。
And also twice, the Father rent the heavens and spoke.
他说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved in whom I am well pleased.
实际上早在此七百多年前，
In reality, about 700 years prior,
神就借着先知以赛亚就讲过类似的话。
The Father already spoke through the prophet Isaiah.
就宣告说他在爱子里头已经找到了喜悦。
And already proclaimed that he had already found his soul to be well pleased in his beloved.
他说看哪、啊、我的仆人，我所拣选，我所亲爱，心里所喜悦的。
He says,Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased.
我要将我的灵赐给他。
I will put my spirit upon him.
他必将公义传给外邦。
And he shall proclaim justice to the Gentiles.
他是大卫的那一个儿子。
He is that son of David.
是神心目当中那一个寻求并照着神心意的人。
He is that one person who sought after the will of Father in the Father's heart.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他来了做第二个人。
He came to be the second man.
开始了第一个全新的族类。
To begin a completely new race.
他也曾做了那个末后的亚当。
And he is the very last Adam.
结束了整个的旧造。
And ended all of the old creation.
神的心意。
God's will.
就在这个新的族类里头。
Is that in this new race.
每一个人。
Every man.
整个的族类。
This entire race.
都是像大卫那样，像我们的主耶稣基督那样，成为寻求并照着主心意的人。
Will be like David, will be like our Lord Jesus, one who seeks only after the will and the heart of our Lord.
这就是腓立比书二章五节所告诉我们的。
This is what Philippians 2:5 tells us.
说你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
You ought to have the mind of Christ in you.
他这个心在原文里头叫phrono.
This mind in the original it is called phrono.
是带着情感的心思。
This is a mind with an affection.
它区别于那个罗马书十二章二节跟以弗所书四章二十三节当中那个 nous 就是带着理性知识的心思。
It is very different from the mind that is spoken of in Romans 12:2 and Ephesians 4:23. Nous that is the mind that has to do with your intelligence and understanding.
换句话说，他在心里头专以父神的事情为念。
In other words, when he, in his mind, he had all of the thoughts of his father's will,
他专心他专心寻求父的神意。
He single-mindedly only cared about fulfilling the will of the father,
凡是讨父的喜悦。
Seeking the pleasure only of the father,
是在爱的心思里头。
And so only, he was only in the mind of love.
今天这个爱的心思也在我们每一个人的心我们人每一个人的里边。
This mindfulness of love is today in all of us.
因为我们已经同样有了这一个生命。
Because we all have the same life.
我们同样领了他的饼和杯。
We all have taken of the same cup and same bread.
所以保罗在那个格罗西书里头他劝告我们说。
And so Paul in Colossians, he exhorts us saying,
他说我们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
We need to be mindful of the things above and not of earth.
这里的思念在原文里头也是带着那个情感的心思。
And this mindfulness in the original also speaks of this being of mindfulness in affection.
就是那个爱的心思。
This is the mindfulness of love.
思念上面的事就是寻求父神的心意。
To seek the things above means to seek the will of the Father.
就是爱父。
That is to love the Father.
思念地上的事就是爱世界跟世上的事。
When you're mindful of things below, that means you love the world and you love the things of this world.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
If anyone loves the world, then the love of the Father is not in him.
弟兄姊妹，我们的心每天在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, every day, where is your mind?
我们是在上面还是在地上？
Are you above or are you thinking of the things below?
是寻求神的心意，还是我们整天生活当中那些琐碎的事情？
Are you seeking God's will or are you seeking after all the many things on earth today?
这不是说我们不去关心我们日常工作和生活工作当中的一些事情。
That isn't to say that you are not to care about your daily work on earth.
只是我们在地上为主生活所必须的。
These are things that are necessary as we live.
那问题的关键是说我们的心在哪里？
But the pivotal thing is regarding where your heart is.
我们为什么来关心这些事情？
Why are you caring about these things?
尼多生弟兄讲过这样一个故事。
Brother Washmani has shared the story before.
他说有一只老鹰抓到了一只猫。
There is an eagle who caught a cat.
他要把它带到天上去。
And he wanted to bring him up to the sky.
就像跟他向他描述天上是多么美好。
And describe to him how wonderful it is up in the sky.
可以自由地翱翔在蓝天白云之间。
You have great freedom to soar among the blue skies and the clouds.
可以鸟瞰山川湖海河海河流海湖泊。
And he described to him the mountains and the rivers and lakes.
实在是美丽无比。
And how it has unsurpassing beauty.
等等的给他很多描述。
And described to him a lot.
然而猫却说。
However, the cat said.
我只想问一个问题。
I only have one question.
天上有没有老鼠？
Are there mice in the sky?
上星期。
Last week.
我们一家五口通过网络，我们每周的读经。
In my family of five, every Sunday we read the Bible together through the internet.
我们刚刚一起学习了纪要真理第五课，不要爱世界。
And we just finished Basic Truth Lesson 5, to love not the world.
主给我们的是一个属像鹰那样属天的生命。
What the Lord has given to us is that life like that eagle, one that is heavenly.
但愿我们这里没有人拿这个鹰的生命去过一个猫的生活。
Hopefully, not one of us will use that life of the eagle to live the life of a cat.
我们再看我们在爱中如何相互建立。
Now let's take a look at how we are to be built up together in love.
我们知道主耶稣基督是专心来照寻求并照着父的心意。
We know that our Lord Jesus, he sought only after accomplishing the will of the Father.
那父终极的心意是什么呢？
And so what is the Father's will?
那就是借助十字架的救赎。
And that is through the salvation of the cross.
是所有蒙救赎的人。
For all those who have received of his grace.
都在爱中建立起来成为基督身体，基督的身体。
To be built up in love, to be his body.
建立成神的家，神的国。
To build his house and his nation.
并照着他的心意来为他执掌万有。
According to his desire to reign over all things.
因此需要身体上的每一个肢体都必须照着基督被建立。
And so every member in this body must be built up in Christ.
就照着基督的模型被磨成他的样子。
And we must be conformed into the image of his son.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And since he loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
因此他可以对父说，他说父赐给他的人，他一个都不丢失。
And so that is why he can say to the Father that he has not lost one of them.
他不但他自己这样爱他的门徒。
Not only has he himself loved his disciples.
他还赐给我们一条新命令。
He has now also given us this new command.
就是我们播饼聚会的时候，我们弟兄也祷告的。
Just as our brother had prayed during the table meeting.
我们领事的弟兄也提到的。
And our brother who led the songs also mentioned.
叫我们彼此相爱。
That we need to love one another.
他怎样爱我们，我们也要怎样彼此相爱。
How he has loved us, we are also to love one another.
因此我们若因着基督的爱的激励而为他而活。
And so since the love of Christ controls us, that we are to live for him.
我们就当听从他的命令。
We are to obey his commandments.
就当思他所思，想他，念愿他所愿，爱他所爱。
We are to think about what that which he thinks about, care about that which he cares about, and love that which he loves.
昨天我们黄老弟兄安息聚会。
Yesterday was a memorial service for elderly brother Huang.
这过去这么多年，我们来试时间不太长。
And even though it's been some time,
每个主日完了以后，我们都看见一个老弟兄扶着黄老弟兄过去。
Every Sunday after the Sunday message, we see an elderly brother who would assist brother Huang to cross the street.
这是叫弟兄相爱。
This is brotherly love.
主说，这些事你记作在我这弟兄中最小的身上， 就是坐在我身上了。
The Lord says, what you do to the least of these brothers of mine, even the least, you do it unto me.
我们在说这儿的爱是那个神圣之爱 ,agape 的神圣之爱。
This love that we're talking about is an agape love.
不是我们天然的爱。
It is not our natural love.
意思我们若能照着主的命令真实的彼此相爱。
And so if we can, according to his command, truly love one another,
他的心将是何等的喜悦满足。
Then his heart would be full of joy and be satisfied.
保罗亲自建立了以弗所的教会
Paul himself established a church in Ephesus
并在那儿住了三年半的时间
and he lived there for 3.5 years
提摩太多年在那里做长老
and Timothy himself was also an elder at that church
使徒约翰晚年的时候也在那里住过
and also later on the apostle Paul lived there
这个教会有资格接受圣经最高启示的以弗所书
this church was qualified to receive the highest revelation of the Bible that is the book of Ephesians
尤其是我们所读过的
And we often read it.
我用爱心讲诚实话，凡是长进，连于元首基督。
And that you are to love one another and to speak the truth to one another.
全身靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相纵，便叫身体在爱中渐渐增长，渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
That you are to be built up together and one another in love.
可见。他们那个时候必定是非常的彼此相爱。
And so we see that indeed that they truly loved one another.
属灵的光景非常令人羡慕。
Their spiritual condition was very admirable.
然而何等的可惜。
However, very sadly.
事隔大概二三十年之后。
About 20 to 30 some years later.
当主借着约翰写启示录的时候。
When the Lord through Apostle John wrote the book of Revelation.
写给亚细亚的七封书信
and wrote the seven letters to the church in Asia
头一封就是给以弗所的
the very first letter was to the church at Ephesus
主在他们在那里责备他们
and the Lord rebuked them and said
说然而我有一件事要责备你就是你把起初的爱心离弃了
that I have this against you that you have left your first love
并吩咐他们要悔改行起初所行的事
therefore they need to repent and to do the deeds that they did at first
也就是说要他们切实地恢复起初彼此相爱的光景
that is they needed to repent and to return back to the condition of loving one another
以弗所你知道有许许多多主所称许的优点
you know in Ephesus God had praised many of their fine points
比如他们行为美好
for example that they had a good heart
为主的名劳苦忍耐不疲倦
or good deeds that they toiled and persevered
不容忍恶人
they could not tolerate evil men
能分辨出那些假称自称的假使徒
they were able to put to the test those who called themselvesapostles but were false teachers
恨恶主所恨恶的尼格拉一党人的行为
and they also hated the Nicolaitans
这些六点连主所称许的腓拉铁非教会都没有
and there's not one of these things that the Lord had praised the Philadelphians for these things
倘若他们真实地照着主的吩咐悔改
and yes they did indeed repent
恢复起初的爱
and they repented of their first love
那他们的光景一定不会亚于腓拉铁非
if they had repented of their first love then they would have been even better than Philadelphia.
我们不知道历史上以弗所的教会当时是不是真的照着主所吩咐的悔改了。
We're not sure in history whether or not they had truly repented.
但历史却告诉我们说
However, history does tell us
在约翰之后不久
that not long after John
那些非常爱主的教父们就起来著述
that there were the early church fathers who did love the Lord
因此教会当中那些那个圣品阶级的制度就开始出现了。
We see that there were those who did hate them and those who started to have different laities and different. They started write books about hierarchy and laity.
有了这么好的多这么多好优点。
They had so many commendable traits.
却离弃了那个最根本的起初的爱。
And yet they departed from the very foundational first love.
就遭到主如此严厉的谴责。
And received the Lord's severe rebuke.
甚至出现有可能登台被挪去的危险。
And it was possible they received the severe consequence of the lampstand being removed.
这正如使徒保罗所说。
Just as Paul had said.
就算是有了先知讲道、知识、方言、全备的信心等等各样的恩赐。
If I have the gift of prophecy, know all mysteries and all knowledge, and have all faith, etc.
却没有爱。
But have no love.
就如同响的锣鸣的钹一样算不得什么。
Then you are just like a resounding gong, a clanging cymbal, and not worth anything.
对我们毫无益处。
It's not of any value to us.
这对教会对神的子民对我们自己是何等的提醒。
This is a great reminder to us, to the church, and to all of us.
今天在神的子民当中
So today among God's people,
尤其是在堕落的基督教里头，
particularly in fallen Christianity,
有一种非常不健康的欲望，
there is a very unhealthy desire,
就是做大工，
that is to do great work,
做大事，
to do great things.
用斯巴克弟兄的话说，
and so I'm going to use Brother T. Austin Sparks,
就是做那些引人注目的事，
his words to say that there is something to attract attention,
俘获人心的表演，
a demonstration to capture,
给人印象深刻的外观，
an appearance to impress,
有大名气大地方大头衔大响声大运动大席卷，
big names, big places, big titles, big sounds, big movements, big sweeps.
然而主的话却让我们看见，
however God's word shows
这末后的日子总是小事的日子，
that these last days it is the days of small things.
主并没有怀念所罗门那辉煌的圣殿，
the Lord isn't nostalgic over the glory days of Solomon's temple,
但是他却念念不忘大卫倒塌的帐幕，
but he does not forget David's house that had fallen.
他在那里宣告说，
and there he proclaims,
此后我要回来重新修造大卫倒塌的帐幕，
After these things, I will return and I will rebuild the tabernacle of David which has fallen.
把那破坏的重新修造建立起来。
And I will rebuild its ruins and I will restore it.
这都是因为大卫是那寻求并照着主心意的人。
This is because David was one who sought the heart of God and followed the will of God.
当主借着约翰写给腓拉铁菲教会写信的时候，
And so when the Lord through John wrote the letters to the church in Philadelphia,
他称自己是那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的。
He himself said that he is the holy, the true one who holds the key of David, that which he opens, no one else can shut, and who shuts, no one opens.
大家都晓得腓拉铁菲就是弟兄相爱的意思。
We all know the meaning of Philadelphia is brotherly love.
但是我们要特别务必注意。
But we must pay close attention.
除了历史上的那个腓拉铁菲教会，
apart from that historical Philadelphia church,
腓拉铁菲绝非任何一个聚会的标签。
We cannot use the label of Philadelphia upon any church gathering today.
那是所有聚会追求的目标。
But it is the goal of all the churches today.
大卫是那向着神完全的心是圣洁的，是真实的。
David's heart was completely holy and sincere towards the Lord.
因为大卫的那个独特的特性。
Because that was his main characteristic.
大卫的钥匙不只是打开国度之门的。
And so David's key is not to only open up the door of the kingdom.
更是开启主的心门的。
But even more so will open up the heart of the Lord.
历史告诉我们，
History tells us.
腓拉铁菲是一个小教会。
Philadelphia was a very small church.
他们很软弱，几乎没有力量。
They were very weak, almost to the point of having no strength.
但他们毅然遵守主忍耐的道，不弃绝主的名。
And yet they kept his word and did not deny his name.
并能切实的弟兄相爱。
And sincerely loved one another.
所以主可以用那个大卫的钥匙，为他们开启自己的心门。给他们开启国度之门，是无人能关的。
And so the Lord himself was able to use the key of David to open up the hearts of his own door so that no one else can shut it.
我们的主是那个犯了重罪的大卫之子。
Our Lord Jesus, he himself is the son of David.
腓拉铁菲软弱无力。
Even though Philadelphia was very weak, had no strength.
这给我们何等的激励，弟兄姊妹。
It's such an encouragement to us, brothers and sisters.
愿主因着他的爱，愿我们实在是因着主的爱。
May we truly, with the Lord's love,
撇弃世上的一切的雄心，
forsake all earthly ambition,
全心来寻求并照着主的心意，
and completely seek after the will of God,
能够切实的、真实的彼此相爱、彼此建立，
and sincerely love one another,
好让主的见证，
so that His testimony,
就是基督身体的见证，
and that is the testimony of Christ's body,
在我们当中。在爱中被建立起来
Among us in love can be built together
主的心得到满足
So that his heart can be satisfied
好让他能用他大卫的钥匙
So that David's key in his hand
为我们打开他的心门
He will open up his own heart's doors So that he can open up the kingdom's doors
那是一个敞开的门无人能关的
This is an open door that no one else can shut
愿主因着他的名为着他的旨意的缘故来恩待他的教会
May the Lord for his name's sake show grace to his own church
我们把时间交给周弟兄
And I give the following time to Brother Zhou
Thanks for the encouraging words from our brother Michael.
感谢 Michael 弟兄给我们鼓励的话语。
Our brother also mentioned about the day of small things.
我们的弟兄说到这日的事为小。
This is what has been in my heart.
这就是我今天心里面的感动。
Our brother also shared about the kingdom, the key to the kingdom.
我们的弟兄也交通到国。
So love is the key to the kingdom.
爱是进这个国的一个钥匙。
Okay, for today, let's look at Zechariah.
今天我们要看一下撒加利亚书。
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. That's the key verse.
那撒加利亚书四章十节。
Zechariah 4:10. For who has despised the day of small things?
撒加利亚书四章十节，谁藐视这日的事为小呢？
Often we can think about what is the small things.
那很多的时候，我们来思想什么是小事呢？
In Luke 21, mentioned about our Lord was in the temple, and our Lord observed a widow put in her two copper coins.
路加福音二十一章里面，我们的主在圣殿里面看到一个穷寡妇放了两个小钱。
So this is what our Lord's attention was on, that small things.
但是我们的主就看到了。
So here the small things may refer to the small righteous acts.
所以我们这边的小事就说是一个小的义行。
But what is mentioned here in Zechariah 4:10? For who has despised the day of small things?
但是在这边撒加利亚书四章十节里面所说的，谁藐视这日的事为小呢？
That caused me to think.
那就让我来思想。
As far as the background, we can look a few verses before this 4:10.
作为一个背景，我们可以看一下前面的几章。
A few verses before it.
这是前面的几节。
Okay. In verse 6,
在第六节，四章六节。
This mentioned, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
Some background regarding this matter of rebuilding the temple.
我们看一下当时这个重建圣殿的背景。
Zerubbabel was appointed the governor.
所罗巴伯当时是省长。
So he was appointed to rebuild the temple of the Lord.
他受命来重建神的圣殿。
The rebuilding of the temple had a glorious beginning.
这重建圣殿的工作开始的时候很有荣耀。
Then the work was interrupted for about 16 years.
但是然后后面那个工就停了16年。
So for Zerubbabel, his heart was towards the Lord.
所罗巴伯他的心是向着主的。
He had the responsibility, yet he couldn't do it.
他虽然有这样的责任，但是他就做不来。
So the words to Zerubbabel is,Not by might, not by power.
但是神像所罗巴伯所说的话是说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
But by my spirit.
乃是依靠我的灵。
I don't know whether you have heard about this short chorus related to this verse.
我不知道你有没有听说过，就是说从这个经节来的一个短的课程。
If you are tired, you can look hear what I'm trying to say quite differently.
和这边想说所说的有一点不同。
So let me sing this particular verse.
让我来这边。
If you know this short chorus, please sing along.
你如果知道这个诗歌的话，请跟我一起唱。
Not by mind, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Not by mind, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed, This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my spirit, says the Lord.
我们弟兄刚刚唱的就是说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵。依靠我的灵可以让山挪去。
So this is the situation related to the time, at the time of Zerubbabel.
这就是所罗巴伯当时所面临的光景。
Zerubbabel tried so hard.
他自己很努力。
He tried to use his own effort, his own flesh way, or use his self method.
他是靠着他的才能，靠着他肉体的努力。
But the word of the Lord is by the Spirit, says the Lord.
但是神的话是说要依靠神的灵。
So what is this matter of days of small things?
那这个小的 所谓的小的事是什么呢？
Let's focus on the small things. Sometimes could be quite negative. That means it's related to our self-life, self-effort.
很多这个小事也许是负面的，是我们的老我。
This is self-life may constitute a small part of our daily walk.
这个小事也许只是我们每天和神一同行走里面一小部分而已。
But it could hinder the Lord's work, just like Zerubbabel case, it interrupted for 16 years.
但是有的时候会阻碍神在我们身上的工，就像所罗巴伯他的工停了16年一样。
So let's look at in the Old Testament a few examples.
那我们来看一下旧约里面的一些例子。
About this small thing related to self-life.
来看到这些跟我们的老我有关的小事。
Last week, our brother shared about life of Moses.
上一个星期我们弟兄交通到摩西的生活。
You recall the second 40 years.
在他第二个四十年当中。
He became a shepherd.
他成了一个牧羊人。
Shepherd was characteristic of shepherd is the depends on the Lord.
他的牧羊人是仰望主。
Therefore, the Lord could use Moses as a mighty vessel for his purpose.
所以神就能够用摩西来做他有用的器皿。
In the Old Testament, there's during the time of Judges, in Judges chapter 6, the Gideon.
旧约士师的时候，士师记六章里面说到基甸。
The Lord appeared to Gideon and said, "You by your strength you deliver Israelites from Midian."
主对基甸说，你要靠你的能力来拯救以色列人。
But Gideon said, "Well, my family is from the lowest in the tribe of Manasseh. I'm the youngest in my family."
但是基甸却对神说，我家在马拿西支派中是至贫穷的，
Lord,
我在我父家是至微小的。
Yeah, but the Lord said, I will be with you. Go defend Israelites as one man.
但是神却对基甸说，我必与你同在，你必击打米甸人如击打一人一样。
Similarly, the life of David and Solomon.
同样我们也可以看到大卫和所罗门。
They all had humble beginning, therefore the Lord could use them.
他们原来也许很微小，所以主可以来用他们。
So from the humble vessels, the small things, by recognizing the small things, the Lord could use that particular vessel.
所以我们看到从一个谦卑的器皿，如果我们可以认识到这个小的事情，那主就可以用我们。
Today we were looking into the New Testament, the double calling for the three person mentioned.
今天我们要看新约里面两次提到的小事。
The three person mentioned. The first one is Martha.
三个有提到三个人，第一个就是马大。
The second was Simon.
第二个是西门。
The third one is Saul.
最后一个是扫罗，扫罗。
From these three examples, we can see that Lord used the humble person. Also, Lord pointed out what is lacking in them, so that the Lord could use them.
所以 你看主拣选了一个谦卑的人，然后向他们指出他们生命当中缺少什么，然后就可以用他们。
Again, we focus on this particular verse, the day of small things.
所以我们还是看我们的题目还是说小事。
Let's first look at the Luke 10, chapter 10, verse 41.
让我们先看路加福音十章四十一节。
Luke, Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10, verse 41.The Lord called, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
耶稣回答说，马大马大，你为许多的事思虑忧烦，但是不可少的事只有一件。玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是不能夺取的。
It was Martha who invited the Lord to come to the house.
马大欢迎主来到他们家。
Their house is located in Bethany.
他们的家是在伯大尼。
Bethany means the house of figs.
伯大尼的意思就是说是无花果树的房子。
You recall one time our Lord went from Bethany to Jerusalem. He found a fig tree.
你还记得有一次我们的主从伯大尼去耶路撒冷的路上，他看到一棵无花果树。
Fig tree represents the nation of Israel.
无花果树就代表以色列国。
At the time, our Lord was looking for the first fruit.
但那时候我们的主是要找初熟的果子。
But he couldn't find any, so he cursed the fig tree.
他找不到，所以他就诅咒那无花果树。
The fig tree withered.
那无花果树当时就枯干了。
So why Lord cursed the fig tree? The reason is because our Lord trying to find the first fruit. That means he himself, his counterpart in that tree.
我们的主为什么诅咒无花果树？因为他找无花果树，其实就是找他对应的那一方。
Oh, he couldn't find anyone in Israel with such a kingdom character.
所以他在当时以色列的人里面找不到有属神国的这样一个特征。
Yet, so he cursed the fig tree.
所以他就诅咒了那无花果树。
Yet our Lord could find rest in the family of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
但是我们的主可以在马大、玛利亚和拉撒路的家找到安息。
But in Luke 10:21, we can find the Lord found such a great self-life in Martha, while she was serving.
所以当马大在侍奉主的时候，主在他里面看到了他里面一个好的一个生命。
The self-life was so big, the Lord could not stand it.
他找到了一个很大的老我。
That's why the Lord called Martha and Martha.
所以主就说马大马大。
Then we find in Gospel according to John, chapter 11, about the resurrection of Lazarus.
而在约翰福音十一章里面，我们看到拉撒路的复活。
Then chapter 12 of John, after the resurrection of Lazarus, there is quite a restful scene described in this family.
约翰福音十二章里面，我们就可以看到这个家里面有一个平安的图画。
So it is described in John chapter 12, the Martha was serving.
在约翰福音十二章里面，马大在侍奉。
This service was a spiritual service or adjusted service.
这是一个属灵的被改变的一个侍奉。
And Lazarus was reclining at the table with the Lord.
而拉撒路靠在桌边和主在一起。
This is an intimate fellowship.
这和主有一个亲密的交通。
Then Mary broke a pound of pure nard and anointed the feet of our Lord Jesus.
而玛利亚把一瓶拿达香膏砸了，抹在耶稣的脚上。
So this is a worship.
这是一个敬拜。
So here our Lord draw attention to Martha. What a tremendous self-life in her. Then the Lord's doing the transformation work.
所以这里面我们可以看到，主在马大里面先找到了一个很大的老我，但是主 做了他改变的工作。
The end result for us to learn what is worship.
那所以这个结果就让我们学习什么是敬拜。
Worship means have a total focus on the Lord. Lord alone is worthy.
敬拜就是说我们完全关注在主的身上。
Then adjust the service or spiritual service and intimate fellowship is also part of worship.
然后我们有一个属灵里面的敬拜和一个紧密的交通，依着我们的主。
The second example, as recorded in Luke 22 verses 31 to 33.
第二个例子是在路加福音22:31-33.
Here, Lord calls Simon Peter.
这主对西门彼得说。
Verse 31, Luke 22. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And you, when you, once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. And this is Peter. Peter said to the Lord, Lord, with you, I am ready to go both to prison and to death.
主又说，西门西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样。但是我已经为你们祈求，叫你们不至于失了信心。你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。彼得说，主啊，我就是与同你下监，同你受死也是甘心。
So here the Lord told Simon Peter that Satan demanded permission to sift you like wheat.
这边主说，彼得撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样。
That is like separating the wheat from the chaff.
就是把麦子从糠里面分别出来。
Wheat is what the Lord's desire, and the chaff is the self life.
麦子是主所要的，这个糠是我们的老我。
So what is the small thing here? The small thing is again the self life.
那这边的小事是什么呢？这边的小事就是我们的老我。
Often we can identify ourselves with Peter or Jacob.
很多的时候我们可以与彼得或者雅各感同身受。
So the Lord here use wheat and the chaff to recover Peter.
所以我们的主这边就用麦子筛糠的例子
to recover Peter.
来拯救彼得。
So although Peter denied our Lord three times,
虽然彼得三次否认主，
but recorded in the Bible, once the rooster crow and our Lord look at the Peter and Peter went out whip bitterly.
所以我看到圣经里面记载说，当鸡叫了第二遍，主看彼得的时候，彼得就出去哭了。
So here our Lord recovered Peter.Through the separating of wheat from the chaff.
这边主如同从糠里面把麦子筛出来一样救了彼得。
So in the book of Acts, we can see the Peter's transformation.
所以在使徒行传里面我们可以看到彼得的改变。
In Acts 2:36, and Peter testified after the day of Pentecost.
在使徒行传2:36，五旬节以后，彼得起来做见证说
，Peter mentioned, "Let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified."
故此，以色列全家应当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
So the lordship of Christ has been established in Peter's heart.
所以主的位置在彼得的心里已经被建立。
So in the epistles of Peter, like 1 Peter and 2 Peter, we can see the sublime life of Lord Jesus in Peter.
所以在彼得的书信里面，我们可以看到他的生命已经被纯化。
In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3,
在彼得后书1:3里面
mention seeing that, let me read. Second Peter, 2 Peter 1:3. Seeing that the divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness, through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence.
神的神呢，已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，建议我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
So Peter recognized the life of holiness is a significant in the Lord's heart.
所以彼得这边认识到一切关乎生命和前进的事在主心里的地位。
This is through the true knowledge of Him.
这是一个有关我们的主的一个真实的认识。
So this is related to the headship of the Lord Jesus.
这也有关乎到主在我们任何事上做主。
Then if we come to 1 Peter chapter 2,
彼得前书第二章,
then we can see the significance of the house of God through Peter.
所以我们可以看到彼得在主的所建造的里面的一个地位。
So the 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 4 and 5.
彼得前书二章四到五节。
Verse 5, let's begin with verse 5. As living stones, then verse 4, as to coming to him as to living stone.
这边我们可以看到主乃活石，然后说来到主面前也就像活石。
I've been built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood.
被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司。
So here mentioned about the spiritual house, the house of God.
这边我们可以看到灵宫，主的家。
So this is what the Lord after the recovery of Peter, the Lord showed Peter what is in the Lord's heart.
这就是主在救了彼得以后，让彼得看到主的心里向着他的心意是如何的。
That is holding fast to the head.
就是说看着我们的耶稣做我们的头。
And then the matter of house of God.
而来注目主家里的事。
Then we come to the third person mentioned in this double calling.
然后我们看到第三个例子。
That's in Acts 9:4.
是在使徒行传九章四节。
Chapter 9, verse 4. This is about the conversion of Saul.
这边我们可以看到扫罗的改变。
Verse 4, the Lord said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
这边主对扫罗说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And Saul's response, who are you, Lord?
扫罗的回应是说，主你是谁？
And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
As far as Saul's background, we can see from Acts 22 that he was educated under Gamaliel.
从扫罗的背景，我们可以看到他是在加马列的门下受教。
Then in Philippians 3, also Saul mentioned about, if it's based on flesh, I am far more credentialed than everyone else.
而在腓立比书三章里面说，如果靠着肉体的话，我比其他的任何人都更能够靠肉体。
He said, as to the law, a Pharisee; as to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to the righteousness of the law, he found blameless.
就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
So Saul demonstrated to us that he has such stronghold for the Lord to conquer.
所以我们可以看到，扫罗当时是那么的顽固，需要主来征服。
Yet on the road to Damascus.
但是在去大马士革的路上
，Saul met his maker.
他遇到了他的造物主。
First thing he found out is the body is connected to the head.
首先他看到身体必须连于头。
So this is what Saul's response. Who are you, Lord?
所以这就是扫罗当时的回应，他说主你是谁。
The Saul was persecuting the believers, but the Lord said, you are persecuting me. I'm Jesus, you are persecuting.
扫罗当时在逼迫那些信主的人，但是主对他说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
In Acts 26, Saul's testimony to the King Agrippa said, I have not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
而使徒行传二十六章里面，保罗对亚基波王所做的见证说，我没有辜负我心里面的。
What is this heavenly vision of Paul?
这个天上的意象是什么？
This is in Colossians 1:18 mentioned about Lord Jesus should have the preeminence, the first place.
哥罗西书一章十八节里面所说的主应当在凡事上都居首位。
In Acts 20, also mentioned about Paul's farewell speech to the elders of Ephesus.
在使徒行传二十章里面，扫罗跟以弗所的弟兄告别的时候所说的。
He said, "I did not shrink from disclose to you the whole counsel of God."
因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
The whole counsel of God, such a grand view of the Lord's heart.
神的旨意是神心里面的一个旨意。
What is the whole counsel of God? God, we can see from Ephesians chapter 1, the last two verses.
那什么是神的旨意呢？我们可以从以弗所书一章的最后两节里面。
Verse 22 and 23.
以弗所书
chapter 1.
一章22-23节。
He put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fill all in all.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So everything is just under subjection of the Lord's feet.
那万有都在伏在他的脚下。
And the Lord shall fill all and in all.
那主要充满那万有者所充满的。
So this is a revelation to Paul after he recognized his self-life. Then the Lord did such a transformation work.
所以这就是保罗在意识到他的老我以后，主在他身上所做的改变的工作。
In the New Testament, we find many encouraging words.
所以在新约里面，我们可以看到很多的经节来鼓励我们。
So this grand encouraging words sometimes beyond us.
很多时候这些鼓励也许我们当时不明白。
Let's read from Matthew 11:11.
我们来读马太福音十一章十一节。
Matthew 11:11, the Lord said, Truly I say to you, among those born of woman, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的，然而天国里最小的比他还大。
Dear brothers and sisters, when you read this, were you excited beyond description?
弟兄姊妹，当您读到这节经节的时候，是不是很激动？
So this is a wonderful salvation of the Lord.
这神的救恩是何等的奇妙。
But the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist.
然而天国里最小的比施洗约翰还大。
Our brother shared with us about the love of God. That's the key to the kingdom of heaven.
我们弟兄给我们交通道，神的爱是我们进天国的钥匙。
This is just wonderful.
这是何等的奇妙。
Then another verse, two verses from Hebrew chapter 11, after the 12 witnesses.
十一章。
Hebrew 11 verses 39 and 40.
希伯来书十一章三十九四十节。
And all this, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God has provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
So this is also related to the kingdom matter.
这也是与神的国有关。
Why is so important about this kingdom matter?
为什么这个与国有关的事是那么的重要呢？
After the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, he stayed with the disciple for 40 days.
在主复活以后，他和门徒待了一同待了四十天。
What was the message the Lord gave to his disciples in that during that 40 days.
在那四十天中，他对他的门徒所说的话是什么呢？
It's about the kingdom.
是有关神的国。
So here in Hebrew 11 verses 39 to 40, again, it shows us what is in the Lord's heart.
而这边希伯来书十一章三十九四十节里面，让我们看到主的心里面的心意。
So this morning, this is a short 30 minutes time frame.
早上在这个短短的三十分钟里面。
The point is, what's in my burden is, where should we go from point A to point B?
这边我心里面的负担是要跟弟兄姊妹交通，我们怎么样从这一点到那一点。
From redeemed person to the kingdom.
从被救到进入神的国。
So again, we come back to Zechariah 4:10.
而我们就要回到撒迦利亚书四章十节。
Can we or should we despise the day of small things?
谁藐视这日的事为小呢？
The small things is referring to our self-life.
这个小事是指我们的老我。
The Lord never eradicate this small life from us.
主还没有把这个老我从我们的里面除去。
So we need to depend on the Lord.
所以我们要仰望主。
So the word from the Lord to Zerubbabel also applies to us.
所以主所指示所罗巴伯的也可以应用到我们身上。
Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，万军之耶和华如此说。
We thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
Let's give thanks.
我们有一点祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to thank you and praise you for your complete salvation.
主，我们为着你完备的救恩感谢赞美你。
Lord, your desire is for us to enter into the reality of your kingdom.
主，你愿意我们进入你的天国的实际的里面。
That is the day of your second return.
就是你回来的那一日。
We do anticipate, desire and with much anticipation.
我们愿意，我们也期待这一日。
We thank you, Lord, for your words to us.
感谢你给我们的话语。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit do speak into our heart for your purpose.
愿你的圣灵向我们的心说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.